Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About an hour ago, we talked with former intern, current Hot Mess Breezy.
Yep.
About her date from hell for Team PXY Bad Dates, where literally the girl broke her shoulder.
Yes. Well, fractured her clavicle.
Yeah. It's
Same thing.
Wasn't good.
Same thing, right?
The whole thing's absolutely insane. You should hear it for yourself. It'll be up after the show at 98pxy.com. But we thought there maybe is something relatable for 7% of linear.
Yeah.
So we're altering this just a little bit.
Well, what struck me about this was the entire time Breezy is telling her story, she's talking about how, you know, this poor girl is injured, her date, and all Breezy could think about was how she had to get to work and had to, like, get rid of this person as quickly as possible.
I mean, it's kind of didn't really schedule that into the day.
Yeah, things happen. And you know what? Your boss, if they're worth anything, they'll understand.
Can you imagine the phone call?
Oh, my gosh.
So, let me explain to you real quick why I'm not going to be until later.
So, I guess my whole point, the savagery, is the idea that you would just drop this person off at the ER or urgent care and be like, all right, bye, good luck. That's complete savagery. What kind of a person are you? What kind of a person would do this? Would just leave them?
Well,
the ER is a scary place. Urgent care is a scary place.
Savage or sensible, dropping off your injured first date at the ER and leaving. That's what we're voting on right now at 98pxy.com. Or you can text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822. That's VOTE to 69822. I think it's sensible. I mean, now listen.
Are you just doing this for contrast?
No.
Or do you really believe it is sensible to just drop them off?
Okay. I'm guessing you probably don't want a second date if this is the path you're going to go. But I also don't think that you owe your first date anything.
Would you have done this to St. Courtney on your first date?
I liked her, though. That's different.
I know, but we're not talking about how the date went. We're saying no matter what.
No, that's a huge factor. If you feel a strong connection with that person, you might be more inclined to go with them. But if it was just kind of like think about all the meh, okay kind of dates.
I would go no matter what. I would go and I would wait until a family member or a friend showed up for them. And then, you know, and I wouldn't be like, peace.
By the way, I would be like,
all right, you know.
I mean, I think we need to clarify. This is not like, you know, they're bleeding out and dying.
No, I know.
Is just some sort of
broken bone, for God's sake. That's serious.
What it comes down to is you don't owe your first date anything.
Oh my God.
Getting them.
How bleak society is if that's how people feel.
Once you get them to help, once you get them there, your obligation is over.
Again, if you
really like them, then you might be inclined to stay, but I don't think it's necessary.
I think this is on the sociopath spectrum.
No, well, you said it yourself, Whitney, the ER is a terrible place to be. There are people out there who have hospital phobias, who don't like to go to hospitals.
How selfish can you be?
If you're not into this person.
Oh my God.
Let's be honest. The wait time at the ER and urgent care, it could be a pretty long time.
Karma. I'm just going to say.
TikTok.
Karma's a biatch. That's all I'm going to say. You want to drop somebody off. I mean, look, you went on a date with them. You liked them enough to go on a date. In this case, it was a second date. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if something horrible, imagine how they're feeling. Imagine how scared they are. They're in pain and it's embarrassing.
They're at the hospital. There's no better place to be. They're not in danger.
The hospital is a scary place for a lot of people.
And you get them there. I mean, could easily just be like, all right, well, probably Uber yourself there.
Everybody who's saying sensible is being like on the text line, bye Felicia, peace sign, all that. Like, what? Why? I don't understand. Like, it just seems so unfeeling to me. Like, you just completely lack empathy?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it's lack of empathy.
I think that's exactly what it is.
I think it's lack of wanting to spend 9 hours at the ER.
It's not 9 hours. You're waiting for someone to get there who is a friend or family member, so they're not alone.
You got the forced introduction with the parents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, no.
You have so many problems. Unreal. I resent this because I feel like if I were in this place,
You would have been dropped off and left.
No. Like, I can't imagine doing this to someone. I can't imagine leaving them there.
Well, get your votes in. for today's Savage or Sensible. Again, dropping off your injured first date at the ER and leaving. You can text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822. Or if you want to jump in on this in the text line, I see a few coming through already. You can also give us a call at 222-9800. Tammy from Rochester on the phone. Savage or Sensible. We got a weird one today. Dropping off your injured first date at the ER and leaving.
Totally sensible.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
There are a lot of terrible first dates, and also they're a grown-up. They can handle it.
Sure, yeah, they're not, that's true. You're talking like the person's a child, Whitney.
I'm not saying they're in danger and like something bad is going to happen or something, but it's a kind, compassionate gesture. I just don't think anything you have to do is so important that you can't stay with them until their friend or family member arrives.
I don't know. The whole meeting the family thing, too. That's weird.
Yep. Thank you.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's extenuating circumstances. If it works out, it'll be a great story to tell the grandkids. If it doesn't work out, who cares?
Again, I think the premise here is that if you want it to work out, you're not leaving. But if you...
Right.
That is so gross and conditional. That's so, like shallow, though.
Well,
like,
think about,
I want this to work out.
You want to think about them? How about the fact that they're probably incredibly embarrassed? You know what's going to be more embarrassing? That person sitting with you for 2 hours.
I wouldn't
and
be.
And soaking in the embarrassment.
You're not going to wait for two hours.
Leave me for dead.
My parents would be there in 20 minutes. It's not a big deal.
It's because you know what this is? You're putting yourself in the situation.
No, I'm actually not. I just have
some empathy. You just said your parents would be there 20 minutes.
I'm saying in my case, you wouldn't be sitting there with me for 2 hours. Like somebody would be there in 20 minutes.
Mm.
It's really not that big of a deal.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, you're right. It's not that serious. Stay. Cancel your meeting.
Well, Tammy.
I don't know. I think you have to watch out for yourself, too. There's a lot of weird people out in the dating pool.
Sure.
Why are we assuming?
For 9 hours.
Yeah.
Why are we assuming that the date went horribly wrong and that the person is a weirdo?
Most first or second dates are terrible.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's not wrong.
They're not terrible. They're mediocre. They're not terrible.
Completely average. Painfully
all right,
average.
In my life, terrible, I guess.
All right, Tammy. Well, we appreciate you calling in. At least I do. I don't know about Whitney.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Bye.
Another text are coming through. Can we please stop acting like broken bones are life-threatening? There's that.
Not saying it's life-threatening. Just saying it would be nice. Be the kind, compassionate, humane, civil thing to do.
Like you're adopting an animal.
You know what's funny about this?
No, here we go.
This coming from the guy who made such a big deal about your weenus injury last year.
Yeah.
I've never heard somebody be so distraught over
weenus. If my grievous weenus injury happened while I was on a first date, you bet your ass I wouldn't want the girl there. That's horrifyingly embarrassing.
You were such a baby about that, though. It's priceless.
But that's neither here nor there. That has nothing to do with anything.
No, it is here and there. It's here and there and everywhere.
Let's go to the poll at 98pxy.com.
Lord knows we're not going to agree.
Dropping off your injured first day at the ER and leaving. Better than telling them to just get an Uber. You know what's better than?
Jesus.
It's having them lay on the street. Just walk away.
Oh my God, is that the standard? Is it we've set the bar that low
I'm
for humanity?
Saying, you can't tell me that it's not better to bring them into the ER and leave than just leave them on the street.
Oh.
Tell me I'm right.
No.
Agree with me.
No.
So you disagree?
No.
You think you should leave them on the street?
No.
All right, so we agree. Let's see. Voting at 98pxy.com. Thank you for everyone who went there. Today's Savage or Sensible. Dropping off your injured first date at the ER and leaving. 71% of the voting people say it's sad.
Savagery.
Have fun sitting in ER for 19 hours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.